圣经的人告诉我们说
And then Bible scholars tell us,
他事实上是指着我们主耶稣自己说的
It refers to our Lord Jesus himself
在旧约的时候我们的主还没有道成肉身
In the Old Testament before our Lord Jesus became flesh
但是在旧约他的确向人显现
But he did appear to man
他向人显现的那一位就是耶和华的神
Appearing to man, he appeared as the angel of the Lord
你怎么知道
How do you know that?
你主约翰福音就很清楚
If you read the Gospel of John
约翰福音主对犹太人不是说吗
Didn't the Lord Jesus say to the Jews
他说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕看见我
He said when your ancestor Abraham, when your father Abraham saw me
就欢喜
And then he rejoiced
这什么时候的事情
When did that happen
你记不记得一个大热天的亚伯拉罕坐在可能坐个小板凳坐在那个帐篷的前面
Remember when Abraham it speaks of Abraham maybe a hot day and was sitting on a stool
然后看见有三个人迎面而来
And he saw three men coming towards him
那弟兄姊妹他欢欢喜接待他们
And he rejoiced and received
而且其中一位就是神自己
And one of them was God himself
另外两个是要到索多玛俄摩拉去毁灭索多玛俄摩拉的天使
The other two were going to go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother,
很清楚吗
Very clearly
就说你们的祖宗亚伯拉看见我就欢喜
That your father Abraham when he saw me that he rejoiced
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother,
可见其中的有一位就是耶和华的神
Indeed, in the midst of one of in the midst of him one was angel of the
Lord 你回去再重读你的圣经
Read your Bible again
只要在旧约圣经里面讲到耶和华的使者的显现
In the Old Testament when it speaks about the appearance of the angel of
the Lord 那都是指着主耶稣自己显现
That all refers to the appearance of our Lord Jesus
亚伯拉罕要拿刀杀他儿子的时候
When Abraham was going to kill his son
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕
The angel of the Lord said from heaven Abraham, Abraham
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
那就是指着主耶稣从天上呼叫说
Speaks about how Lord Jesus spoke from heaven
那最稀奇的就是
The most amazing thing is
全本圣经里讲到耶和华的使者
In the whole Bible when it speaks about the angel of the Lord
第一次提到的
The first mention
就是刚才我们所读的地方
Is the place we read
他第一次向谁显现呢
The first time who did he appear to
第一次向以实玛利的母亲显现
First he appeared to the mother of Ishmael
当他被赶出来的时候
When she was cast away
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
结果我们的神就在水泉旁边遇见他
Our Lord appeared to her next to the spring of water
然后就对他说你回到你祖母那里伏在他手下
And said to her Return to your mistress
下面就是预言了下面就是预言
And then there is prophecy
下面就是关乎以实玛利的预言
And then there's a prophecy of Ishmael
下面就是关乎阿拉伯人的预言
Regarding the prophecy of there
那现在我们要仔细来读读看就清楚了
Very carefully
所以第十节
Verse 10
又说我必使你的后裔极其繁多甚至不可胜数
Moreover, I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they shall be too many to count.
那这是个很重要的预言。
This is a very important prophecy.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
今天在我们的眼睛已经应验了。
In our eye, very eyes, this has been fulfilled.
如果全世界的人口能占五分之一的话，那的确他的后裔是极其繁多。
If you can be take part of one fifth of the world population, indeed he is greatly multiplied.
你如果记得神怎么对以色列应许。
Remember how God promised the people of Israel.
他说你的子孙要像海边的沙那么多像天上的星那么多。
Your children will be like the number of the sea, sand in the seashore and the number of the stars.
根本数不过来的。
You cannot count them.
弟兄姊妹如果你光数犹太人光数以色列你数得过来的。
If you count just the people of Israel, you can finish counting them.
但是最稀奇在哪里
The most amazing thing is,
最稀奇就是说地上的沙乃是指着以色列属地的人来说的。
And then when you speak about the sand, you speak about the earthly people, the Israel.
那今天你如果数的话，你不能光数以色列人。今天在地上，在今天在回到耶路撒冷的，回到以色列的以色列人。
You cannot just count those people of Israel in Israel today.
那是包括失落的十个支派在里面。
It also should include the 10 lost tribes.
我们不知道他们在哪里。
You don't know where they are.
而且很多人认为说，很多中国人可能就失落的支派。
Some people believe that many Chinese are actually part of the
你有没有觉得中国人很多地方很像犹太人
？Do you don't you think that many places the Chinese look like the Jews.
说起生意来，读起书来，你看不是犹太人，然后就是中国人。
Now when you talk about doing business or studying, it's the Jew, then the Chinese.
所以我们不知道今天散在中国有多少个犹。多少个失落的这个十个支派我们不知道。
We don't know how many of the Chinese are actually of the.
但是神的话怎么说
？But what did the word of God say？
地上的子孙像海边的沙那么多。
And then the earthly descendants are like the sand of the seashore.
像中国的人口。
just like the Chinese.
你几乎可以说像海边的沙那么多。
You can say as numerous as the sand.
这个没有错的。
This is not wrong.
那天上的星呢？
The half of the stars.
乃是指说相信主耶稣基督的人。
And those that believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们这些以信为本的人，就是耶和华，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are indeed the descendants by faith of Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕的子孙有两代。
The descendants of Abraham are two.
经过以撒的有两代。
After Isaac,
一个是属天的，一个是属地的。
There is one that's heavenly, one that's earthly.
那非常有意思啊。
Very interesting.
神说你的后裔要极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。
It says that you will greatly multiply so that they shall be too many to count.
今天你回过头去看。
If you look back.
果然不错。
Without,
你如果光算阿拉伯人的话，不是完全数不过来。
If you just count the Arabs, it's not that they're not countable.
你看见没有？
You see that?
阿拉伯人不光有肉身的子孙，而且有宗教的子孙。
The Arabs not only have the physical descendants, but also religious.
我想九一以后我们看得更清楚。
After the Blubber 11, they see even.
你看见神的话不是很奇妙、很奇妙的应验了？
Isn't the word of God very amazingly fulfilled?
今天你看见了全世界相信伊朗伊斯兰教的人，你看见他们。他大概是人全部人口的五分之一。
And you look at all of that believe in Islam is more than a fifth of the world.
伊朗人根本不是回教人。
Iranians are not Muslim.
我们知道说今天这个什么今天马来西亚人根本不是回教人。
Malaysians,
不是吧？阿拉伯人。
Malaysians are not Arabs.
印尼人根本不是印尼人根本不是回教，不是阿拉伯人。
Indonesians are not Arabs.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
他们都是阿拉伯宗教的子孙。
But they're all the religious descendants of Arabs.
等一等，我们就清楚了。
Then later,
尤其回到杜马的预言。
Especially when we turn to the prophet.
我们会更清楚。
We'll、
这些宗教的子孙是怎么开始的
？How this religious descent began？
所以我们就清楚。
That will clear.
所以第一，你看得很清，这个预言今天已经很奇妙的一年。
First, this prophecy has been amazingly fulfilled.
所以难怪。
So that
在主回来以前
，Before the Lord's return，
你看见他们的确是会影响世界。
Indeed, they will influence the whole world.
你不能够不听他们的声音。
You can't but hear their voice.
你一定要听他们的声音。
You have to hear their voice.
原因在哪里
？The reason why？
因为他们占全世界人口的。
Because they take up one fifth of the world's population.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
他继续说下去。
He continues on.
并说你如今怀孕要生一个儿子。
Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son.
可以给他起名叫以实玛利。
You shall call his name Ishmael.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你有没有觉得这句话的那个模式很熟悉啊？
Doesn't this phrase sounds very familiar.
你记不记得主耶稣？你记不记得天使向玛利亚说话，就类似这样的话
？Remember when the Lord Jesus spoke, the angel spoke to Mary, he spoke a very similar word.
那里讲到你要怀孕生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
He said, "You shall bear a son, and you shall be with a child, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus."
那么当然，那里耶稣是说到神的儿子，说到人类的救主。
Of course, Jesus there speaks about the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
但如果天使用同样类似的口气
，But if he used a similar phrase,
虽然他不是说到人类的救主
，Even he's not talking about the Savior of the world.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道在神心目中的分量不是那么轻的。
You know that it's not a very light matter in the heart of God.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
我们不能够轻看神所重看。
We cannot downcast what God has already given.
当然这里不是像对主耶稣那样的说法。
Of course, it's not the same as speaking about our Lord.
但是说你要怀孕生个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利。
Behold, you with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael.
因为耶华听见了你的苦气。
Because the Lord has given heed to your affliction.
以实玛利什么意思
？What does Ishmael mean?
神听见了。
God has heard.
神听见你的苦气。
God has heard your affliction.
神知道这些人将来要在沙漠里跑来跑去。
God knows that these people they would wander in the wilderness.
当全世界的人拣选最好的地方的时候
，When the whole world chooses the best place.
为什么只有他们流浪在沙漠里面
？Why are they the ones that are stuck with the desert?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见说从神的眼光中来看
，From the perspective of God.
你看见当你回过头来看阿拉伯人的故事的时候
，When you read the history of the Arabs.
你看见说只有神听见了他的苦。
Only God heard their affliction.
所以我们。千万不要忘记。
So don't forget.
今天我们可以忘记一个阿拉伯人。
We can't forget the Arabs.
我们听不见、看不见阿拉伯人的苦气。
We cannot hear or see the affliction of the Arabs.
但是神说，我听见你的苦气。
But God said, I have heard your affliction.
因着这个缘故
because of this.
直到如今
even until today,
神仍旧做事。
God is still working.
你相不相信弟兄姊妹
Do you believe that God is still working?
什么时候
when?
你看见这些人经过苦情的时候
these people that go through difficulty,
神记得
God remembers.
他的名字叫以实玛利。
His name is called Ishmael.
只要他们是阿拉伯人的后裔
if they are the descendants of Aaron,
不管肉身的或者是什么样的后裔
physical or religious,
有一件事要记得
they have to remember.
你看见神不能背他自己
God cannot betray himself.
那神既然说你要给他起名叫以实玛利
because God said you should give him his name.
那就告诉我们说神听见也看见他的苦
情 It tells us that God heard her affliction.
然后你看见神做事了
Then God did work.
弟兄姊妹，你还记不记得
Do you remember?
在八十年前
80 years before.
那个时候在世界上有一个很大的帝国是伊斯兰教的帝国。
There was actually 80 years ago there was a great empire called the Islamic Empire.
Ottoman Empire.
Ottoman
Empire. 那个奥斯曼帝国可以说一共维持了几百年，六百年最少。
The Ottoman Empire was sustained actually for 600 years.
所以我们要知道
So we have to know.
当这个 empire 很有势力的时候
When this empire was indeed very powerful.
那是他们最光荣的时候。
It is their most glorious time.
在那个以前他们还有很光荣的历史。
Before that time, they had other glorious times.
所以你知道今天的回教徒回想过去的时候
So when the Arabs think about the past,
他们说当我们在文明的高峰的时候你们这些西方人还在洞穴里面
So when we were in the height of civilization, you were still in caves.
我们不要忘记这些话有没有夸张没有夸张
Did they exaggerate? No.
我们要讲一句很良心的话
We have to speak from the heart.
的确确当回教徒回想他们的过去的时候
As the Arabs look back in their past,
会感觉的荣耀
they will feel glory.
他们会感觉的骄傲
they will feel proud.
因为这是他们的 inheritance 这是他们的传统
because this is their inheritance
那么自从奥斯曼帝国崩溃了以后
ever since the fall of the Ottoman Empire
你看见西方世界就开始瓜分阿拉伯的世界
the western world started to divide the Arab world
然后把这个阿拉伯世界变成一个小国一个小国一个小国一个小国
so they became little nations
所以慢慢的你看见说你就会发现西方的文明好像非常的发达
So then the western civilization is advanced
好像这些人他们慢慢变得非常非常落后
And these people became very backward
那慢慢就被人看不起
And then they became despised by others
那我们不要忘记
Let us not forget
这个就是最近八十几年来所发生的故事
So this is the story that happened recently
大家还记不记得
Do you remember
在宾拉登发表他的文告，就是自从九一事件以后。
After September 11th, when Bin Laden spoke,
你看他第一篇演讲里面。
In his first speech,
在他的话里面有几句这样的话。
There's some phrases in his words.
他说八十年来。
He said 80 years ago.
我们的国家。
Our nation.
他所说的国家不是只做阿富汗说的。
When he spoke about our nation, he didn't mean first in Afghanistan.
也不是只做沙特阿拉伯说的。
Or Saudi Arabia.
他说八十年来。
The 80 years ago.
他是什么意思？
What does it mean?
他是只做奥斯曼帝国来说。
He referred to the Ottoman Empire.
他的八十年来。
The 80 years until now.
我们受尽了许多的羞辱。
We have suffered great shame.
我们头都抬不起来。
We cannot lift up our head.
但是。现在我们的头终于抬起。
But now finally our heads have been raised up.
我们第一次把我们的剑送到敌人的领土里面去。
It's the first time we sent our missile into the enemy territory.
送我们的剑，我们的剑。
Our sword into the enemy territory.
他是指着九一一事件来说的。
Then he refers to September 11.
他不承认是他做的。
He did not admit that he did it.
他承认是一些烈士做的。
He admitted that some martyrs did it.
他觉得骄傲，他觉得非常的光荣。
He is proud. He is glorious.
但是不要忘。
But don't forget,
这个现在你就明白。
Now you understand.
在今天一些回教徒的思想里面
，and the ideas of these Arabs,
这过去八十年的历史
，80 years of history,
对他们来讲是羞耻的一段历史。
For them, it's a history of shame.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget,
神是以实玛利的神。
God is the God of Israel.
神说你要给他起名叫以实玛利。
You shall call his name Ishmael.
虽然今天以实玛利的后裔不认识我们的神
Even though the Ishmael does not know our Lord.
驴尚且认识主人的槽，但是我的百姓却不认识我。
A donkey knows his master's
我的百姓却不认识我。
My people don't know me.
那现在，但是你虽然如此。 就在过去八十年前
in the past 80 years,
当西方的世界想把整个这个阿拉伯世界把它瓜分掉的时候
as the western world is dividing the Arab world,
你有没有想到
think about it,
就是在这八十年里面
in these 80 years,
不知道为什么
don't know why,
阿拉伯人忽然发现他们是坐在油田的上面
The Arabs discovered that they are sitting upon the oil field.
他们忽然发现说，原来他们所看见的沙漠是最不起眼的地方。
They discovered that the desert before their eyes is nothing.
结果沙漠底下有黄金。
But there's actually gold.
沙漠底下有黑金。
There's a black gold.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我有一个同事在大学里面教。
I have a coworker who's a professor in the university.
他说他很纳闷呐、啊。
He said he.
他懂了一点化学啊。
He knows some chemistry.
他知道这个石油从哪里来。
He knows where petroleum comes
from. 他很奇怪呀、啊。
Then it's very strange.
神是全世界人的神呐、啊。
God is the God of the world.
怎么搞？有石油的地方都是阿拉伯世界的。
How come where there's petroleum is where the Arab world?
你看，以色列就是一点也没有，你信不信
？No petroleum in Israel.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't amazing?
所谓迦南美地的底下什么也没有。
The land of Canaan has no petroleum there.
但是现在这些人，你看受了多少年的委屈啊
！But these people have suffered many years.
这些人一天到晚在沙漠里面过苦日子。
And they're living in the desert.
被人轻看着。
And they were despised.
觉得他们什么也不懂得。
Feel they didn't know anything.
可以随便把他们瓜分着。
And they could divide them up.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother,
就是过去这八十年。
Indeed, these past 80 years.
你看神是公平的。
The God is a fair God.
神是听见人苦情的。
God heard the heat of the cry.
所以不知道为什么。
So what?
就是这些回教的国家
，these Arab nations，
他们都有石油
，they all have petroleum，
稀奇的不得了
，very amazing。
那原因在什么地方
？Why？
因为现在他们有力量可以和西方世界来谈判了。
Because now they can talk with the Western world。
本来他们地地在下的。
Before they were down below。
现在可以平起平坐了。
Now they can sit in the same table。
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember。
你看见吗？我们的神是这样的一位神。
Our God is such a God。
我们的神不偏待人的神。
Our God is such a God。
我们千万不要把福音传错了。
Don't preach the gospel wrongly。
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember。
阿拉伯人的确经过一段的苦行，神都看见，神都听见。
Arabs indeed went through a difficulty that God heard.
那不光如此
，Not only that,
神也开始工作了。
God started to work.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
，Because of this,
你看见现在阿拉伯世界能有谈判的草筹码，有谈判的力量了。
So now the Arabs they have a criteria to talk.
所以这个世界才达到某一种的平衡。
So now there's a balance in the world.
那其他的我想太复杂，我们不再去看它。
Many other things are too complicated.
但是要紧就在这些地方。
But this is very important.
这里给我们看见。
So、here shows
这就是阿拉伯人的前途。
This is the future of the people of Israel.
你看见吗？当他们落在苦难里面
，When they fall into difficulty，
如果几年他们真的落在苦难里面
，Indeed, in Jenin, if they indeed suffered
much， 你要相信神是听见的。
Remember, God will hear.
所以我们要知道
，So we have to know，
神永远站在公义的这一边。
God always stands on the side of righteousness.
神永远站在真理的这一边。
He always stands on the side of truth.
所以这是非常非常严肃的一件事。
So this is a very serious matter.
你看见吗？这个预言也。很奇妙的应验。
This prophecy has indeed been fulfilled.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
十二节。
Verse twelve.
他为人必像野驴，他的手要攻打人，人的手也要攻打他。
And he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone. Everyone's hand will be against him.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这就告诉我们说，这一般人将来要变成一个游牧，像是游牧民族的。
This tells us that these people become Bedouin.
所以游牧民族的特性就是野驴的特性。
Their special feature is that of a wild donkey.
他们自己要保护他们自己。
They have to protect themselves.
所以他的手要攻打人，人的手也要攻打他。
So their hand will strike against everyone. Everyone's hand will be against.
向来是先下手为强的，所以你看他们。他们先下手
，so many times they will strike first。
那这个是在沙漠里面的习惯。
So this is what will happen in the desert。
所以你看见吗？神就预言说，将来这一班人他们的民族性是个什么样的民族性
？So God predicted what kind of a people they would be。
然后他必住在众弟兄的东边。
And he will live to the east of all his brothers。
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
你看看我的五个指头。
You look at the, my five fingers。
那这个如果代表以色列地
，This represents Israel。
那这个就是腓力斯，就是沿海地带。
This is the Philistia or along the shore。
是沿海的平原。
Or it's the plain along the shore。
那这边就是地中海了。
And then there's Mediterranean。
你明白吗
？Now do you understand？
那么这里有腓力斯人住在哪里
？Now the Philistines live there。
然后呢，有中央山脉。
And there's a central mountainous region.
那么这个就耶路撒冷有西伯伦，你看犹太人多半住在上面。
Jerusalem, Hebron, and most of the Jews live there.
然后呢，约旦河谷。
And then there's a valley of Jordan.
然后过了约旦河，有外约旦山脉 Transjordan.
And then beyond that, there's a Transjordan mountain.
你看摩押住在那里。
And then Moab lives there.
约旦以东人住在那里。
Edomites live there.
所以弟兄姊妹
sisters,
如果他住在众弟兄的东边的话
，He lives to the east of the brethren.
那他当然。就住在这里了。
They have to live here.
这里什么地方
？Where's that place?
这里乃是沙漠。
This is desert.
如果你再往这个波斯湾那个方向延伸的话
，And if you continue towards the Persian Gulf,
那一片大的沙漠
，That great desert,
就是阿拉伯半岛。
And it's the Arabian Peninsula.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看神的话是多么准确、啊。
The word of God is so accurate.
非常非常的
very very accurate.
所以当你读圣经的时候
，So when you read the Bible,
你记不记得基甸的时候碰的是米甸人？
Remember when Gideon he messed with the Midianites?
摩西四十年就是在米甸旷野。
And then you know, Moses was actually in the wilderness of Midian.
米甸旷野是全世界最美丽的一个旷野。
The Midian wilderness is the most beautiful wilderness in the world.
所以他才能写出最美丽的诗篇，就是诗篇九十篇。
That's why Moses could write Psalm 90.
否则他写不出来的。
That beautiful song,
我们都去过米甸旷野。
We've been to the Midian Desert.
这个米甸旷野叫做 Wadi Rum, 它的意思就是像月亮一样。
Midian Desert is called Wadi Rum. It's just like the moon.
尤其是月亮的晚上。
Especially when you have moon in the night.
那个米甸的旷野是非常美丽的。
And then that wilderness is very beautiful.
那白天那个沙土的颜色根本是玫瑰色的。
During the day, the sand is red.
许多德国人在那个米甸矿业最少 要在那里游览，要最少要住上两个礼拜到一个月的。
And then many of the Germans, when they visit that place, they live 2 weeks to a month.
所以让我们记得
Let us remember,
这个米甸人就是从这一带来的。
So the Midianites came from this place.
而他们来带着骆驼来的。
And then when they came, they brought camels.
如果从骆驼来，表示他们从沙漠来的。
They brought camels and they came from the desert.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经说到米甸人的时候
，So when the Bible speaks of the Midianites,
这些人就是阿拉伯人。
These people are the Arabs.
当然我们不要忘记
，Let us not forget.
这个米甸乃是亚伯拉罕和基图拉所生的后裔。
Actually, the Midianites are the descendants of Abraham and Keturah.
因为圣经事实上称以实玛利的后裔和所基图拉所生的后裔，通通是阿拉伯人。
And then actually the Bible calls the descendants of Ishmael, the descendants of Keturah, all the Arabs.
所以你记得约瑟被卖的时候
，So when Joseph was sold,
一面圣经告诉我们是以实玛利人把他卖去了。
And then on the one hand, the Ishmaelites sold him.
一面圣经告诉我们是米甸人。
On the other hand, it's the Midianites.
所以让我们要记得。
So let us remember.
很清楚，很清楚。
Very clearly.
他们就是我们今天所知道的阿拉伯人。
They are what we refer today as.
还有亚玛利人也是如此。
And then the Amalekites.
你如果读这个亚伯拉罕亚这个这阿拉伯的历史的话。
If you read the history of the Arabs.
你知道说亚玛利人也是阿拉伯人其中的一部分。
You know the Amalekites are part of the Arabs.
所以我想这些话是很清楚，很清楚。
They are very very clear.
你看见果然。我们知道说整个阿拉伯的历史就是这样的一个历史。
That we know that the history of the Arabs is this history.
那么最末了，我想今天晚上恐怕还不了你们的时间，因为已经过了。
I'm afraid I can't return the minutes.
我恐怕还要再多借一点。
I have to borrow even more.
看样子是有借不还的。
Means I can borrow, but I won't return.
那我想我一定要把这段把它结束。
But I have to finish this part.
那么最重要的预言是什么
？What is the most important prophecy?
你如果读二十一章的时候
，You read chapter 21.
神应许以实玛利要成为大国的。
God promised them they would be a great nation.
换句话说，有一天，他们在世界的舞台上，他们是举足轻重的。
One day they will actually be exalted in the stage of world stage.
你不能够轻看他们。
You cannot despise them.
因为神明明应许以实玛利要成为大国。
Because God indeed promised them they would be a great nation.
所以什么意思呢
？So what does it mean?
意思就是将来在世界上要占很重要的地位。
They will play an important role in the world.
那么现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
这个预言有没有应验
？Has that prophecy been fulfilled?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个预言是果然应验。
This prophecy indeed has fulfilled.
大概是从主前六个世纪。
Probably six centuries before Christ.
一直到主后一个世纪。
Or until one.Century after,
大概在这七百年中间
，in these 700 years,
在幼发拉底河和红海中间有一个很大的帝国。
between the Euphrates River and the Jordan River, there was a great empire.
那个帝国叫拿巴天帝国。
That is called the Nabatean Kingdom.
Empire. 那这的确是个 empire.
This indeed was an empire.
因为那个时候啊，他们像蒙古人一样。
Because they're just like the Mongolians.
蒙古人是游牧民族啊。
The Mongolians are Bedouins also.
这些阿拉伯人。
These Arabs.
他们发明了一种战术。
They invented a type of warfare.
可以很快的就把敌人打垮。
They can quickly defeat the enemy.
所以他们做了蒙古人所做的同类一类的事情。
So they did what the Mongolians did.
所以他们就在地中，就在幼发拉底河和红海中间就有了一片很大很大的帝国，叫拿巴天帝国。
So between the Euphrates and the Red Sea, they had a great empire called the Nabatean Empire.
那么这个帝国很重要的。
So this is a very important empire.
那个时候我们知道说它可以和重要到一个地步，我们知道罗马要和它打交道的。
So they were so important that Rome wanted to deal with them.
它变成一个很重要很重要的力量。
It had become an important force.
那么那个时候它的首都在什么地方？
So where was its capital?
它的首都在佩特拉，就是 Petra.
Its capital was in Petra.
所以弟兄姊妹，这很有意思的事。
So this is very interesting.
这是第一个阿拉伯大帝国。
It's the first great empire.
根据圣经的预言，要成为一个大国。
According to the Bible, they become a great nation.
到了什么时候，它是全盛时期呢？
When will it become its most victorious time?
大概在主前一百年和主后一百年中间那一段的时期。
So probably 100 years before Christ and 100 years after Christ.
你记不记得希律那个狐狸希律？有好几个希律，有一个希律主耶稣称他狐狸的那个希律。
There was a Herod who was called the fox by the Lord.
你记不记得施洗约翰责备他？
And John the Baptist rebuked him.
因为他娶了他弟弟的妻子。
Because he married the wife of his brother.
你还记得吗？
Remember that.
那可见那个时候他是结了婚的人。
Indeed, he was a married man.
你知道他和谁结婚呢？
Who did he get married to?
他就是和拿巴天的公主结婚的。
He married the princess of the Nabatean kingdom.
你明白吗？后来这件事情还引起战争的。
So because of that, there was a war.
所以后来我们知道说，结果这个公主的爸爸就很生气，然后就派兵去打希律，把他打败了。
And then this princess's father was so angry because Herod did that.
那个时候，罗马皇帝提比利亚很生气。
So Tiberius was very angry also.
那幸好他很快死了。
And then he died.
所以后来没有太多的事情发生。但是你知道的很清楚。
But you know very clearly.
那个时候为什么这希律王要跟他们结亲呢？
So why did Herod want to marry into
them? 你就知道说他们已经成为一个很重要很重要的力量了。
They were an important power.
如果大家今天到 Petra 去看看的话，
If you go to Petra today,
你所看见那个大的重要的建筑物，
If you see those important buildings there,
都是那个时候他们盖起来的。
They were all formed during that time.
所以那个就是代表阿拉伯的文化。
So that represents the culture of the
很惊讶的。
Very interesting.
他们把沙装在一个瓶子里面。
So they put the sand into the vase.
他一摇一摇一摇。
After he shakes a
little, 这骆驼就出来了。
And then the camel will come forward.
还不光如此。
That,
如果你把你的名字告诉他，他就把你的英文名字就写在上面。
So if you tell them your name, they can put your name into that sand.
你试试看，你回去摇摇看，你摇不出来的。
Try that with your own hand and try to make it.
你很奇怪，这就是他们的文化。
This is their culture.
你如果真的看看 Petra 上面的古迹，你会很惊讶，很惊讶。
If you look at all that is there in Petra, you'll be amazed.
那是个很大的帝国。
This is a very great empire.
所以我们要知道，
他
的首都在什么地方呢？
Where was their capital?
Their 首都就在 Petra.
Their capital is in Petra.
首都就在希尔山。
It was in Mount Seir.
现在你懂吗？
Now do you
understand? 论到杜马的末世。
The prophecy concerns
Duma. 结果有声音从希尔问话说。
There's a voice from Seir that says.
你知道为什么这样？
Why?
原因很简单呐。
Simply.
这原因就是告诉我们说。
This tells us.
这件事就是告诉我们说，这是个很重要的预言。
This tells us a very important prophecy.
明明是阿拉伯人的后裔。
Indeed, the descendants of Abraham.
这么为什么和希尔发生关系呢？
Why does it have anything to do with Seir?
如果今天有人从华盛顿说话的话，
If someone says something from Washington,
你看他代表美国在那里说话。
He represents the U.S.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那个大的帝国是以这个来做首都的。
Because that empire used this as the capital.
所以现在明白吗？
So now you're
现在你看见说，现在你才知道为什么杜马的末世，然后从西尔有声音说问说呢
？Why the prophecy of Duma and the voice from Seir？
所以我们说这个帝国果然在那个时候出现。
And then this empire indeed was formed at that time.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
你记不记得
？Do you remember？
在诗篇一百三十七篇
，In Psalm 137，
论到以东人
，When you speak about the Edomites，
他们讲到耶路撒冷的时候
，When they spoke of Israel, Jerusalem，
他们怎么说
？What did they say？
以东人说拆毁，拆毁，直到根基。
The Edomites said destroy it until its very foundation。
那弟兄姊妹，你如果读历史的话
，If you read history，
主后七十年当。一件圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头上的时候
70 AD when the temple was left not one stone upon another
那不要忘记那是罗马人做的事
That is what the Romans did
但那个时候谁和罗马人站在一起
But who was standing with the Romans
谁说拆毁拆毁直到根基
Who said raise it raise it until its foundation
拿把剑在里面
The Nabatans were in there
所以明白吗弟兄姊妹
Do you understand that
诗篇一百三十七篇那个预言就指这个预言来说的
Psalm 137 prophecy speaks of this
阿巴底亚说你再回去读
If you read Obadiah again,
也是指着这个预言来说的。
Also refers to this prophecy.
你看见没有？
You see that?
很稀奇的一件事情。他们有一，他的力量到一个地步。
Their strength is to a point.
可以和罗马人联合来做一件事情。
They can together with the Romans do something.
把耶路撒冷的根基一直拆毁了。
And then they can destroy all the foundations of it.
所以让我们知道，
so brothers and sisters,
这一个国家。就像主所预言的，要成为大国。那不光如此，你记不记得保罗的故事
？Remember the story of Paul。
这个保罗告诉我们说，当他到耶路撒冷，当在大马色的时候，结果犹太人想杀他。
He said that when he was in Damascus, and the Jews wanted to kill him。
那么因着这个他们要杀他的缘故
，Because they wanted to kill him。
所以弟兄们就把保罗就从这个。就从墙上就用筐子把他坠下来。
So then the brethren lowered him in a basket.
这对保罗来讲是很狼狈的一番光景。
This is a very embarrassing thing.
但是我们不要忘记。
But don't forget.
当他写哥林多后书的时候。
When he wrote Second Corinthians.
他告诉我们另外一方面的资讯。
He told us some other information.
我们以为是犹太人要害他。
We thought the Jews wanted to hurt him.
结果他说大马色有一个王要害他。
It says in Damascus there was a king that wanted to hurt him.
那么他也把这个王告诉我们了。
He told us the name of that king.
然后他说结果我就被人用那筐子从墙上就坠下来。
Then I was lowered in the basket to the window.
你回去再去读那段诗。
Read that portion again.
那个王是谁呀
？Who was that king?
那个王就是拿巴天王的一个王。
So that was one of the kings of the Nabatean Empire.
弟兄姊妹，这个王和 Petra 今天你所看见的有很重要的关联。
And that this is much related to the Petra you see today.
所以我们看得很清楚。
So we see very clearly.
你看见没有？到了我们主降生的时候。
So after our Lord was born.
以前或者以后。
Before or after.
你看见没有
？You see that?
果然，这个以实玛利的后裔成为一个很大的。
The descendants of Ishmael became a great nation.
这个影响当然是很大的。
This influence is great.
但是你没有想到。
But you were never to imagine.
那个影响还有更大的。
The influence was even greater.
那是到了主后第七世纪的时候。
And that was in the 7th century after Christ.
那就是到了穆罕默德的时候。
And during the time of Muhammad.
那穆罕默德生下来就是个很有宗教情操的人。
And then Muhammad was actually a very had a religious inclination.
那个时候回教还没有诞生，那个时候回教没有诞生。
Actually, Islam wasn't born at that.
但是那个时候阿拉伯已经有宗教。
But at that point, the Arabs they already had a religion.
没有伊斯兰教，但是已经有阿拉伯宗教了。
They did not have Islam, but they already had a religion.
他们已经有了敬拜的对象。
They already had an object of worship.
穆罕默德自己也有敬拜的对象。
Muhammad also had an object of worship.
那么那个时候。大家都知道麦加乃是一个圣地
So Mecca was actually a holy land
所以麦加是圣地并不是 Holy City 麦加是圣地并不是回教以后的事
So Mecca being a holy city didn't happen after Islam
那为什么麦加是个圣地呢
Why was Mecca a holy city
因为在麦加有一个四方形的建筑物
Because there was a building in this Mecca
他们叫做 Kaaba
They call it the Kappa.
Kappa 中文是翻译天房，天上的房叫天房。
So it's called the Kappa.
那么根据阿拉伯人的传说
，According to the Arabs，
这个天房像祭坛一样的东西是亚伯拉罕跟以斯玛利建造起来的。
They believe that there's something that looks like an altar was built by Abraham and Ishmael.
那因为天房在麦加，所以麦加就变成圣地了。
Now because this Kappa was in Mecca, that's why this became a holy city.
所以阿拉伯人他们如果他们阿拉伯人就一定要到天房那里要绕七圈才可以。
So the Arabs have to go there and circulate it 7 times.
所以穆罕默德他一下了班，他就到了那天房那里去，每天就去绕七圈。
So Muhammad after he finished work every day, he would circulate it 7 times.
这个天房附近是个广场。
There was actually a huge courtyard.
这个广场有360个偶像围绕着天房。
And there's 365 idols circulating it.
这个天房里面也有一个偶像。
And then actually there's also an idol in
this. 是所有这些偶像里面最高的一个。
And it's the highest idol among all the idols.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
就在天房里面。
In this Kappa.
他们发现一块石头。
They discovered a rock.
那个石头是黑的石头。
That rock is black.
这个黑石头应该从太空掉下来的。
And then this rock fell from heaven.
那他们认为你不光是绕天房，而且要去亲这块石头。
You not only circle around this cap, but
这块石头，如果你亲它的话，你的罪就通通被它吸进去。
If you kiss this black rock, then your sins will be absorbed.
所以这是为什么许多人要去朝它，要去朝圣它。
So that's why people go on the pilgrimage.
不光如此。
Not only that.
阿拉伯人长久是拜月亮的。
Now the Arabs.They often worship the sun.
So在那个时候，他们有一个 symbol， 有一个符号，有一个符号一直在他们身上。
There's a symbol that represented them.
因为他们拜月亮的缘故。
Because they worship the moon.
所以他们那个月亮的形状永远是弯弯的，弯弯月亮照九州那个弯弯月亮。
So they always you always see that
crescent
moon.
所以我们到现在在今天在美国是红十字会，在那里是 red crescent 会。
So you know that today you have the Red Cross here in the U.S., but there you have the Red Crescent.
但不要忘记，这个是穆罕默德以前的。
This is before Muhammad.
这个不是穆罕默德以后的。
This is not after Muhammad.
我们一定要把历史弄清楚了。
Know the history.
弟兄姊妹，不管你同意不同意，穆罕默德是另外一件事。
Whether you agree about Muhammad or not.
但是历史是很清楚的。
The history is clear.
穆罕默德自己也是去朝圣，也是绕着天房的。
Muhammad also circled around the Kaaba.
那现在问题我们要问
，The problem is this，
那个最高的那位神是谁
？Who is the highest god？
那个最高的偶像，他的名字叫什么
？What's the name of the highest idol？
那我们要记得，那个神原来就是拿巴先帝国里面的一个偶像。
So actually, that god is actually one of the idols worshipped during the Nabatean Empire.
等到拿巴先帝国影响到阿拉伯半岛的时候
，When the influence came to the Arabian Peninsula.
那他那么多许多偶像里，有一个偶像叫做胡巴勒 ，Hubal.
And then above all those idols, there was one idol called
Hubal.
Hubal.
那这一个神，这一位神呢，就变成这所有神里面最高的一位。
So this god became the highest god among.
所以我想现在是很清楚了。
So this is very clear.
这个麦加是在穆罕默德以前。
So Mecca happened before Muhammad.
这个天房是在穆罕默德以前。
Kaaba is before Muhammad.
这个弯弯的月亮也在那里以前。
The crescent moon happened before Muhammad.
那块石头也是在那里以前。
That rock was before Muhammad.
这个是和阿拉伯宗教发生关系。
This has to do with the religion of the.
你明白？你明白吗
？Now do you understand?
现在。起头只有阿拉伯人去转七圈。
Only the Arabs circle around it.
现在伊朗人也去转七圈。
Now the Iranians also.
马来西亚人也转七圈。
Malaysians also do that.
那所有去转七圈的人就是所谓宗教的子孙。
All those that circle around it seven times are the religious descendants.
你明白吗？所以现在是非常非常清楚的。
That's very clear.
那么现在问题在这里。
The problem is this.
谁是胡巴勒呢
？Who is Hubal?
那么有人认为。
Some people believe.
有学者认为是。
Scholars tell us.
其实胡巴勒应该就是阿拉的专有的名字。
Hubal is a special name given to Allah.
他们有很多的证据。
They have many proofs.
他们举出一个证据来。
They give one proof.
就是可兰经从来没有责备过胡巴勒。
Quran never rebuked Hubal.
那么等到人来到天房的时候
，So when people come to the Kaaba，
你如果乌巴勒在里面的话
，Hubal is inside，
他们原则上是要到阿拉那里去
，They have to come before Allah，
但事实上他们是来到胡巴勒面前
，They come before Hubal。
你如果要结婚，如果要生儿子，如果要还有别的问题的话
，If you're gonna get married or gonna have wives or kids，
你可以射一个，你可以射一个箭。
You can shoot an arrow.
然后呢，那里面会有一些答案。
Then there'll be some answers.
所以这样他们就得着很多很多的劝告了。
So they'll be encouraged much by that.
所以很多人是这样觉得。
So many people believe it.
但是不管是怎么样
，No matter what.
当然后来穆罕默德把麦加拿下来以后
，So later after Muhammad took over Mecca,
他把所有的那些这个什么偶像通通去掉。
He got rid of all the idols over there.
但是胡巴勒也拿掉了。
And then he obviously Hubal was taken away.
不过大家都知道。
But everybody knows.
所有这些回教徒。
All these Muslims.
他们认为天房乃是阿拉所住的地方。
They believe that the Kaaba was where Allah dwelt.
意思就是说，最高的那一位就住在那个天房里面。
So the highest one, he lived in that Kaaba.
那么好了，这个就是回教后来怎么诞生的。
Now this is how Islam was born.
但是现在我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
我们说过早期的时候。
In the early times.
只有阿拉伯人去那里朝圣。
Only the Arabs went to.
那么自从有了《可兰经》以后。
But after the Quran.
你看见全世界非阿拉伯人，他们也去在那里朝圣。
Of the non-Muslims, also they go there for the pilgrimage.
那不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他们是到麦加。
They come to Mecca.
也到麦地那。
They come to Medina.
你看他们所做的事，就像他们从前起初所做的一模一样。
What they did was just like what they did in the beginning.
那现在不同在哪里？
Now what is the difference?
从前没有经书，后来有了经书了。
Before they didn't have the Quran, now they did.
所以你就发现他们到麦加朝圣是非常重要的一件事。
So when they come for a pilgrimage, it's very important.
所以因为这个缘故，
because of this,
我们才知道说，
we know that.
自从第七个世纪以后，
after since the 7th century,
你看见不只有阿拉伯肉身的子孙，
you don't only have the physical descendants,
也有阿拉伯宗教的子孙，
also the religious descendants.
那因为这个缘故，
because of this.
那么我们知道，自从这个穆罕默德过去了以后
，Ever since Muhammad died，
不到一百年
，Not a hundred years，
那的的确确，他们一面要把他们的宗教传扬出去
，On the one hand they're going to preach the gospel，
他们无论他们传到什么地方
，No matter where they went，
那些地方土地就拿下来了
，They would also conquer the land，
所以他的确征服了一块很大的地
，So indeed he conquered a great land，
那个帝国叫做伊斯兰帝国
，And that was called the Islamic Empire。
它的版图有多大呢
？How big was the area？
它的版图就像当初波斯大帝国那么大。
It was as big as the Persian Empire。
你看见没有
？You see that？
那么你如果和波斯大帝国比较的话
，You compare that with the Persian Empire。
那就差了一个土耳其那一部分。
It's the only Turkey that was missing。
不过它加上了西班牙那一部分。
But it included Spain。
不要忘记。
Don't forget。
就在那个时候
，At that time，
他们把耶路撒冷拿下来了。
So they took hold of Jerusalem。
所以1300年。
1300 years ago.
所以在圣殿山上，你看见那是两座的清真寺，一直到今天。
And then on the Temple Mount, you see two mosques until today.
那么等到伊斯兰帝国过了以后
，After the Islamic Empire passed,
接下来的就是奥斯曼大帝国。
Then the next was the Ottoman Empire.
那伊斯兰帝国是阿拉伯人的帝国。
The Islamic Empire was the Arab Empire.
奥斯曼帝国是土耳其人开始。
Ottoman Empire was begun by the Turks.
土耳其人不是阿拉伯人。
The Turks are not Arabs.
但他们所信仰的宗教乃是回教
But their religion is the Muslim.
他们信同样的伊斯兰教
They believe in the same Islam.
所以他们所用的制度就是当初伊斯兰帝国所有的制度
So their system is the same system as the Islamic Empire.
他们的领袖叫做哈里发
Their leader is called Khalifa.
他们哈里发的制度继续下去的
They continued the Khalifa.
一直到80年前
And the system continued for 80 years ago.
奥斯曼帝国崩溃以后
After the fall of the Ottoman Empire.
那么我们知道我一直到那里崩溃了以后
After it fell,
然后这个才没有了这哈里发制度才没有了
Then the system of Khalifa was gone
所以现在我们懂得了
So now we understand
这个奥斯曼帝国事实上比伊斯兰帝国更进一步
The Ottoman Empire is actually an improvement over the Islamic Empire
他所统治的范围
The land it occupied
乃是包括那些阿拉伯宗教的子孙在里面
It also includes the religious descendants of the Arab world
那这个就是他们所怀念的过去
Now this is the path that they look to.
很光荣的过去。
It's a glorious path.
他们回头看的时候。
As they look back.
他们也曾经创造了一些文明。
They also created some civilization.
那这个的的确确给世界带来很大很大的贡献。
And it's great, great contribution to the world.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个就是当阿拉伯人他们回头看的时候。
This is what the Arabs, they look back.
他们应该想起圣经里面的预言。
They should think about the prophecy in the Bible.
你看神怎么应许以实玛利的后裔要成为大国。
How the Ishmael, the descendants of Ishmael will become a great nation.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们要进一步。
Now we want to take a step further.
奥斯曼帝国在八十年前已经亡国了。
The Ottoman Empire was already fallen 80 years ago.
那么在主回来的时候。
But when our Lord returned.
主明明说不光无花果树要发嫩长。
Our Lord said not only the fig tree will bear forth fruit.
主也说各样的树也要发嫩长。
And then many of the other trees will put forth leaves.
换一句话说。
In other words.
世界上其他的古国也要发嫩长。
The other ancient nations will also rise up.
那么大家还记不记得那个但以理书大象的故那个大人像的故
Remember the huge statue of Daniel.
有一个金头
There's a gold head.
有个银胸
There's a silver breast.
有一个铜符
And then a bronze
有铁腿
the torso and then iron legs.
巴比伦大帝国
Babylonian
波斯大帝国
Persian Empire
希腊大帝国
Greek Empire
最后罗马大帝国
And then the Roman Empire.
不过不要忘记
Don't forget.
圣经没有说罗马帝国
The Bible never said the Roman Empire.
圣经说
The Bible said the fourth beast, the fourth empire.
这个我们要特别注意的。
So we have to pay attention.
那么到了第七章。
And the chapter seven.
四只兽从海中上来。
The four beasts from the
sea. 在地中海的两岸有四个大的帝国要出现。
And near the Mediterranean, there are four nations that will
come forth. 狮子还是代表巴比伦大帝国。
The lion will represent the Babylonian empire.
然后熊是波斯大帝国。
And the bear, the Persian empire.
然后下面一个是希腊大帝国。
And then the Greek empire.
那是豹。
And it's leopard.
然后一个不知名的兽。
And there's an unknown beast.
你看见圣经没有说它是什么名字。
The Bible didn't say what name was.
前面三个帝国。
The first three nations.
圣经明明讲巴比伦、波斯跟希腊，明讲的。
Babylon Empire, Babylon, Babylonian, Persian, and Greek Empire.
那四个帝国。
The fourth empire.
我们猜想是罗马帝国。
We guess it's the Roman Empire.
没有错的。
No, that's not wrong.
但是现在你会发现。
But you'll remember.
事实上是比我们所想的要更多更大。
But it's more and bigger than what you imagine.
非常有意思的。
That's amazing.
你有没有注意到
？You didn't notice.
这个第四个帝国。
The fourth king, empire.
有两条腿
has two legs.
所以后来果然应验了。
And it was fulfilled.
罗马帝国分东罗马跟西罗马。
The Roman Empire was divided into the Western Roman Empire and the Eastern Roman Empire.
现在有个问题啊。
The problem is this.
这个西罗马帝国在四百多年就亡国了。
The Western Roman Empire fell 400 years ago.
这个东罗马帝国到一千多百一千年以后，到了这个一千多年一千四百年才亡国的。
And then the Eastern Roman Empire fell 1400 years later.
所以你明白这两条腿不一样长。
So these two legs aren't the same length.
这不是但以理所看见的。
This is not what Daniel saw.
但以理看见两个腿是一样长的。
Daniel saw the two legs are the same length.
那如果是指着东罗马、西罗马，那是有这个人变成跛脚的。
So if you look at the just the Eastern and Western Roman,
这不是但
以理看见。This person becomes one leg long.
你看见这个两个根本是一样长的。
These two legs are the same length.
所以你要读历史。
So you have to read history.
慢慢你就懂得了。
Then you understand.
神的话是很奇妙。
The word of God is very amazing.
虽然西罗马亡国了。
Even though Western Roman
但是罗马神圣帝国接下去的。
But the Holy Roman Empire continues.
他们仍旧用罗马帝国的封号。
They still use the name of the Roman Empire.
那就是德国的大帝国。
And then that is the Empire of Germany.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
这个最后的皇帝是什么时候
？Now who was this last king?
你就知道说他的左脚是左脚也好，右脚随便你看怎么打一个算西哪个算东。
Whether west or east.
那么
like,
什么时候算结束的
？When do you conclude it?
那稀奇的很。
Amazingly,
1917年的时候
，1917,
就是第一次欧战结束的时候
，After the First World War,
你看见说最后的一个德意志帝国的国王叫 William the Second， 告退了。
There's a William the Second that was defeated in that war.
这是一边的脚。
This is one leg.
那东罗马帝国呢
？How about the Eastern Roman?
东罗马帝国，你发现俄国沙皇就接下去了。
We know that the Tsar of the Russians.I should continue that.
那个封号 Tsar 其实就是罗马的凯撒，就凯撒那个封号。
It's called Tsar, but it's the same word as Caesar.
所以我们知道说，等到最后的一个沙皇。
So when you came to the last Tsar.
是什么时候结束的？
When did he end?
也是1917年。
It's also 1917.
那最后一个皇帝，如果没有记错，是尼古拉二世。
And then, if I remember wrong, the last emperor was Nicholas II.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
到了第二次世界大战，第一次世界大战完的时候，
after the First World War,
你看见说东罗马帝国结束了，西罗马帝国也结束了。
The Eastern Roman Empire ended, the Western Roman Empire ended.
所以你看见这两条腿是一样长的。
So these two legs were the same length.
圣经实在是非常非常奇妙的。
Bible is very amazing.
还有一个很稀奇的问题。
Another amazing thing is,
这个东罗马帝国王在谁的手里？
Who did the Eastern Roman Empire?
东罗马帝国是王在奥斯曼帝国的手。
The Eastern Roman Empire fell under the hands of the Ottoman Empire.
那非常有意思。
Very amazing.
那个东罗马的封号是给俄国拿去。
The Eastern Roman Empire title was given to the Russian.
但如果你仔细看一看奥斯曼帝国、奥斯曼帝国所有的版图
，But if you look at all the land of the Ottoman Empire,
它所有的版图和东罗马帝国的版图是一模一样的。
The land that it occupied is the same as the Eastern Roman Empire.
那奥斯曼帝国什么时候不见的？
So when did Ottoman Empire disappear?
也是第一次世界大战就没有了。
Also in 1917.
所以弟兄姊妹，
the brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
So now do you understand?
这个第四个帝国是铁的。
This fourth piece was made of iron.
你看见罗马是崇尚武力的。
The Roman Empire was full of military power.
你现在能够明白说奥斯曼帝国由于他们的性质是同质的，
so Ottoman Empire had the same character.
所以他们用武力也统治了那个时候的时候。
So they also conquered the area, their areas with military power.
所以现在我们看得很清楚。
So now we become clear.
这个所谓第四个帝国。
So the fourth empire.
你看见吗？不只是包括你所看见第四，不只是罗马帝国来说。
Not only refers to the Roman Empire.
无形之中也是指着奥斯曼帝国。
Also it refers to the Ottoman Empire.
那现在你读启示录，
If you read Revelation,
你都知道说将来有一只兽从海中上来。
There will be a beast that will come forth from the sea.
那个兽就像但以理所看见第四个兽。
That beast will just like be the fourth beast that is mentioned.
所以敌基督的国乃是第四个帝国要复兴的。
The Antichrist nation empire is the restoration of the fourth.
所以这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
有两条线。
There are two lines.
一面就是今天的欧洲共同，就是今天的欧联。
One is the European Union of today.
你看见说就是在西欧，就在欧洲那个版图里面，你看罗马帝国又复国了。
In Western Europe, the Western Roman Empire will be restored.
但是至于奥斯曼帝国那一部分呢？
Then how about the Ottoman Empire?
那我们不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
奥斯曼帝国的部分。
The part of the Roman Empire,
如果我们圣经没有读错的，
if they don't read the Bible incorrectly,
换一句话，那个局面要重新发生的。
That situation will also be restored.
现在我们才懂过来。
Now we understand.
自从这个波斯湾战争以后，
ever since Persian Gulf War,
我们知道说在回教徒的里面有一个共同的觉醒。
There is an awakening among the Arabs.
当然，有的人激烈点，像宾拉登等等这些。
Some people are more extreme than others.
但也有很多人是非常温和。
But some are very gentle.
他们在问一个问题，
They're asking a question.
如果我们的可兰经是对的，
If our Quran is correct,
我们的神是对的，
If our God is correct,
我们应该富强才对，
We should be strengthened.
今天我们有石油，
Today we have petroleum.
全世界石油在我们手里，
All of petroleum is in our hands.
如果可兰经是对的，
If Quran is correct,
那现在我们为什么这样呢？
Why are we this way?
为什么我们好像老是赶不上别人西方世界呢？
Why are we always behind the Western world?
所以他们有一个觉醒，
So they have an awakening.
既然我们有石油，
If we have
既然我们有最好的可兰经，
we have the best Quran,
那所以现在我们不行，
so we cannot do things,
因为我们离开可兰经，
because we have left the Quran.
所以如果我们要富强起来的话，
we are going to be strong again,
我们要回到可兰经，
we have to return to the Quran.
让我们记得，
Let us remember,
这个就是所谓的基本教义。
This is what is spoken of the Islamic fundamentalists.
意思就是说要回到第七世纪，
to return to the 7th century.
那不要以为这些人都是激烈分子，
Don't think that these are extreme.
有激烈分子，
there are extreme,
包括宾拉登这些，
including bin Laden.
那他们当然希望奥斯曼帝国能复国。
They would like the Ottoman Empire to be restored.
但是现在谁拦住他们？
But who has kept them?
你看见谁拦住他们？
Who has kept them?
你看见无论沙特阿拉伯，
whether Saudi Arabia,
无论是别的地方，
other places,
他们觉得已经离开可兰经。
They felt they had left the Quran.
如果他们要改革的话，
if they want a revolution,
要回去，要回到原来地方的话，
if they want to return to what they used to
be, 这些人不肯。 肯的。
These people aren't willing.
这些人为什么不肯呢？
Why aren't these people willing?
因为有西方世界来支持他们。
Because there's a Western world to support them.
所以你看见吗？
Do you see that?
如果他们的梦要实现的话，
If their dream is going to be fulfilled, 谁
是挡去他们的那条路呢？
Who is in their way?
所以从这里我们就明白了。
So now from this we see.
我们不管从激烈的或者温和角度来看，
Whether it's extremist or the regular.
你我要明白说，
We have to understand.
世界上有五分之一的人，
A fifth of this world's population.
他们心中有个共同的梦。
They have a dream in them.
他们手段有激烈有温和的。
There are some extremists, some fundamentalists.
他们希望有一天，
They hope that one day.
他们能回到奥特曼。
One day they can return to the condition of Ottoman Empire.
这就是从文稿里面一再给你的印象。
This is the impression that Belana gives you.
他接受访问的时候，
When he was interviewed,
他说他最最新的就是奥特曼帝国。
He said what he longed most for was the Ottoman Empire.
他如果欧联，他说基督教就是欧联如果能够连在一起的话，
Christianity or the European Union can unite together，
他的感觉欧联是属于基督教的。
He believes that the European Union.
他说我们这些回教徒为什么不能形成的东西像欧联一样呢？
The us Muslims, why can't we do the same thing?
所以等到那件事情成功的时候，
Now when that thing is successful，
换句话说，
In other words，
又回到奥特曼帝国，
Return to the condition of Ottoman Empire。
弟兄姊妹，那是什么意思？
What does that mean？
你回到那个情形的时候，那意思就是说，你不一定是阿拉伯人。
Maybe you're not Arab.
因为在那个帝国里面，
Because in that empire,
是包括所有宗教的子孙。
Includes all the religious descendants.
所以现在你明白。
So now you understand.
为什么诗篇八十三篇？
Why in Psalm 83?
你看见整个伊斯兰教力量联合起来。
The whole Islamic powers are uniting.
他们有共同的声音。
They have one voice.
他们要以神的居所，他们神的居所要作为他们自己的产业。
They want to make the dwelling place of God their own inheritance.
所以现在你就
知道。So now you understand.
为什么这个世界就变成这样的复杂？
Why has this world become so complicated?
但是弟兄姊妹，你看看但以理所给我们看见的预言。
You see the prophecies that Daniel gave.
你如果相信第四个帝国要复国的话，
If you believe that the fourth empire will be restored,
那这些事情都要发生。
These things will happen.
这些事情还正在发生。
And it is happening in our midst.
到底将来如何我们不知道。
How the future will be, we don't.
但有一件事我们知道。
But one thing we are clear.
就是将来哈米吉顿大战。
And the war of the Armageddon.
有三个大的 alliances.
There are three great alliances.
一个是西方联盟。
One is the Western alliance.
就是今天的欧联。
The old European Union.
一个是北方的北方的 alliance。
Northern alliance.
那就是黑海跟里海的那中间这个联盟。
It's the area between the Caspian and the Black Sea.
还有一个。
And then one more,
就是东方的联盟。
From the east.
东方联盟有两个。
There are two parts to it.
靠近以色列的是回教的联盟。
Near Israel, there's the Islamic alliance.
离开太远的。
The further out.
那这就是今天东南亚的十个国家。
And then there's the Asia Pacific, the 10 nations.
然后再加上中国，再加上韩国，可能再加上日本。
Probably including China, Korea, Japan.
现在在酝酿要成为一个东南亚的自由贸易区。
To become the economic unit.
就好像当初欧洲共就好像欧联的当初的欧洲共同市场一样。
Just like European Union, how it started with the European.
如果这件事情成功的话，
If this is successful,
你知道在这个经济共同体里面有多少人吗？
In this common market, do you know how many people there are?
200,000万。
There's 2 billion people.
现在你能够明白。
Now you understand.
那个20,000万马兵可能从什么地方出
？Now you know where that 200 million horsemen will come from.
弟兄姊妹，现在看得很清。
Now it's very clear.
根据诗篇83。
According to Psalm 83,
再根据但以理书的预言，
According to the prophecy of Daniel,
现在你看得见。
Now you see clearly.
那么那个梦慢慢开始要，那个梦很多人努力的要实现。
And that dream will be fulfilled.
现在是我们，轮到我们。
Now it's our turn.
如果就迟延的话，
If the Lord delays,
我们也许能看见这些事情一样一样的发生。
Maybe we can see all these things happen before.
那这里面许多的互动，
Now many interactions among
就造成许多的不安。
And it creates many uncertainties.
就告诉我们说，我们的主回来了。
To tell us our Lord is returning.
其中有一个极端的情形。
There's an extreme thing.
那就是恐怖主义。
And that is terrorism will happen.
他们事实上就是要实现那个梦。
They want to fulfill that dream.
不过他们的方法太强烈。
But their method is too extreme.
是普通人不能接受的。
It's not one normal person.
连阿拉伯人都不能接受。
Even some Arabs cannot
accept it. 但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个梦已经在他们的心。
That dream is already in their heart.
自从是波斯湾战争以后。
Ever since the Persian Gulf War.
专家们告诉我们。
Experts tell us.
这个叫做 旦胡塞的 legacy 是撒旦胡塞留下来的东西。
This is the legacy of Saddam Hussein.
今天你可以把撒旦胡塞推翻掉，没有用的。
You can overthrow Saddam Hussein. It's useless.
那个 legacy 已经存在人。
That legacy is already among.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神的话一定要。
Because the word of God has to be fulfilled.
我想我今天只能说到这里。
I think I can only.
最后我们给大家看几张的图片。
Just lastly, some pictures.
然后呢，我们就可以结束了。
Then we can conclude.
Is it ready?F7.没有，上面没有，上面没有。Control. Yeah.